Hey everybody, this is Sensei Anthony coming to you with another episode of the Karate Chronicles on Monday, February the 11th. And I've been watching some competitive matches recently, some competitions, if you will. And one of the themes I've heard recently was the idea of passing the torch. Now, we all know what that means. It came from the Greek Olympics or relay races where they would run and hand off literally a flaming torch to another individual so that they could continue to run along the same path. Now, I've heard this a lot before the Israel Arasante, excuse me if I butchered his last name, and all-time great Anderson Silva. People are talking about he's Anderson's clone and all of these things. And so when he defeated Anderson, and I would say by a margin more narrow than the scorecard spoke to, the idea of passing the torch came to me, and it's kind of like, what does that mean? Despite the fact that Israel is a frightening striker, a skilled striker, at no point, even though he was able to hurt Anderson Silva with some good punches and kicks, was Anderson Silva out of the fight. Like, he did not look like he was out of his depth or past his abilities against Israel. And this is taking nothing from Israel. But it was really funny when I heard people talk about beforehand how this was a passing of the torch and how the new Anderson Silva, blah, blah, blah. I think for the first time in his career, Anderson Silva was facing a striker that he knew had no interest in going for takedowns and submissions, and so he'd be able to employ his preferred game of strikes against someone highly skilled to see how it turned out. Didn't turn out in Anderson's favor this time, but people were talking about the new Anderson Silva is here, as if somehow the old Anderson Silva is gone and that he should be put out to pasture. Like, that's just a really weird thing. So what exactly do you mean when you say passing the torch? From a promotional standpoint, I understand why a promoter would want to get behind a young, skilled opponent, because there's more marketing value in it. It's the same way I told people, if the Triple G Canelo fight was anywhere close, they were going to give the fight to Canelo. He's younger. He still has quite a number of marketable years ahead of him. It's business. But in this Anderson Silva situation, people are almost talking about Anderson as if the old man, who wasn't quite what he was, would finally be put out to pasture. Now, I'll be the first to admit at my age that I'm not as fast as I used to be. I don't have the same cardiovascular skills. But the funny thing is, I don't think that the old me would blow the new me out of the water, because the current me knows more tricks, has better timing, has a better understanding of distance and angle. So when a person is supposedly about to be sent off to pasture, does that mean that you can disregard their skills? Does it mean that you should no longer hold them to any level of respect? Like, I'm not entirely sure what message people are trying to convey when they say that a person should be passing the torch to someone else. Like, it's really an unusual thing to me, and dare I say, a bit disrespectful. Anderson Silva has earned our respect for his accomplishments in and out of the fighting arenas, right? So the idea that we should just let him ride off into the sunset as an afterthought is really unusual to me, and maybe speaks to the fickle nature of fight fans, because the expression goes, you're only as good as your last fight. It's been a while since Anderson has a confirmed solid win. Like, I understand that. But the man's accomplishments have ushered in an era of a totally different kind of understanding. Nobody thought the front kick worked until Anderson Silva kicked Vitor Belfort in the face and knocked him out. Then Travis Brown did it to Alistair Overeem. And then all this kind of stuff happened. So to disregard his contribution is laughable. So this thing kind of bothered me. So I just kind of wanted to caution people that you should not be so quick to pass the torch from an old fighter or an old martial artist to a new one. Because there's something that we all have in our older age that we did not have in our youth. And dare I say that there's something more that we have to offer that's more valuable because we're coming from a different place. That's all. That's all I have for you folks. Thank you for listening. Check me out at martialartsoakland.com. And by far the most important thing, please be kind to yourselves and each other.